You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. A huge Saturday to look forward to as well, with the first classic of the season taking place at Newmarket in the shape of the 2000 Guineas. Really good supporting card at HQ as well. We've also got racing at Goodwood, Thirsk and Uttoxeter on Saturday afternoon, Doncaster and Hexham in the evening. And myself, Mark Walton, will be in the studio with Alistair Jones and Kevin O'Malley from 1:25pm. Right now, I'm joined in the studio by Paddy Aspel. How are you, Paddy?
I'm fine, Mark. How are you doing?
Yeah, not so bad. Not so bad at all. Looking forward to this weekend. First classic on Saturday in the 2,000 guineas, followed swiftly by the second in the 1,000 guineas on Sunday. Real top quality weekend of racing to look forward to.
Yeah, fantastic. And it's soon come up on us, hasn't it? Come round very quick. But no, it's great. It's great to see these good horses out again. And I'm really looking forward to racing on proper flat racing ground, top of the ground.
Yeah. You'll have been to Newmarket plenty of times, won't you?
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of talk about the dip. We mentioned this at the earlier meeting in the year as well. And for these 3-year-olds, you know, most of them will have raced as 2-year-olds. Does it catch them out as much as people suggest?
Yeah, I've mentioned it in the other studio, Mark, that the dip really, visually to viewers at home on TV, it doesn't look an awful lot, but it really does catch them out. Not because it's a desperately undulating part of the track, it's where it's positioned. It's right at the key moment, generally, when, you know, people are committing for home and making their move. And that's when horses can go from comfortably on the bridle and be, you know, jockeys got hold of their head, to all of a sudden they're chucking them out on their head and they're running downhill, the ground's running away from them. It's very difficult, and it really can catch them out. Even we were talking about Chepstow earlier on. Chepstow, for me, is a very good jumps track, but as regards flat tracks goes, there's far nicer tracks, because it's very, very up and down. Even into your last furlong, you're still actually going downhill until your last 100 yards. Then you're on the cuff and on the climb again. Newmarket wouldn't be as severe, because you start to climb that bit earlier. But there's no doubt, unless people could physically actually walk up the Rowley Mile themselves and they could see where that dip is positioned, it's just at a key moment of races, and that's why people talk so much about it, because it really can, it can catch horses out, and the race, the business end, can get away from them, if you know what I mean.
Mm. All right, interesting stuff. We'll get Paddy's thoughts in more detail as we go along, of course. We're going to first get his thoughts on the 1,000 guineas, which actually takes place on Sunday, but with it being declarations out already, we might as well have a quick look at it. The 1,000 guineas then: Rhododendron, 7-4 favourite. Daban is 6-1. It's 6-1 for Fair Eva. Winter is 8-1. 10-1 for Hydrangea. 11-1 Teleb. Intricately is 14-1, and 16s bar those. I actually had a word with our traders here at William Hill earlier in the day, and they were telling me Rhododendron quite popular at the top of the market, but Winter is the one that's got its price threatened. It's 8-1 at the moment. May well shorten it during the course of Friday afternoon. And you can see why. She's only had the one start with Aidan O'Brien. It's her fourth career start. She has form that ties in with Hydrangea, and then therefore ties in with Rhododendron, and there might not be all that much between them.
No, this one was actually flagged up earlier in the week, wasn't it? That, you know, because it was bookmakers had been alerted that it was such a massive gamble, and you know, the price was really falling. And but the thing about it, I looked earlier on, to be honest, Mark, I mean, in a way, you would say the form is in the book, because that last run at Leopardstown, behind the stablemate of Hydrangea, I mean, Rahana has come out, the third horse that day, has come out and won very, very cosily since. Mm. And, you know, it was a real, real smart reappearance run. And the stable in general, you know, you would have to say that they've been improving for a run. So to take 7-4 and then it's 6-1 the field, it's a bit of an ask for me, and I wouldn't be keen. I mean, I was much keener on Daban for the Gosden Yard, but I just thought 7-4 and this, its reappearance run, I know it's a very, very, very good animal, but you know, we've seen it and it's there in black and white. The stable do seem to have been benefiting for the reappearance. So I would that would make me think that 7-4 is not over generous.
Okay. Tell us why you like Daban.
I like Daban. I just thought it was very, very professional when it made its seasonal reappearance last time. I mean, obviously, yeah, look, the stable are going very, very well. But, you know, on ratings, Daban has got a bit to find. But I think the scope for improvement is there, which is the main thing. And for me, it's got the run under the belt. It's a coarse run. And, you know, it was top of the ground. And Rolling Mile experience, I think, is massive. It's a massive benefit. So, you know, for me, I just thought at 5-6-1, it was certainly much, much better value for me. But, apparently take Redundant out of it. It's a wide open race.
Yeah.
Wide open.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Daban, then the nomination from Paddy in the 1,000 guineas. Let's get stuck into Saturday's action, though. That's why we're here. And we're going to start with the first four races on the card at Newmarket. The first of those is not that race that I've got there. It's the 150, which is the Spring Lodge Stakes. It's over a mile and one furlong. And the market headed by joint favourites at this point, Ballet Concerto and Next Stage, joint at the top of the market. 8-1 for Dolphin Vista. Playful Sound, 8-1. 9-1 from 12s for Grapevine. So there's a bit of move there. 11-1 Central Square and 14s bar those. It is a good handicap. Quite a tricky one to figure out as well.
Yeah, it is. There's some lovely horses here. I mean, I know for a fact that, you know, Berkshire on his day, the horse at the top, he's given way to the field. He's a very, very decent horse. He's fragile. And Jim Crowley, who's got a good record on the horse and is he's very keen on the horse, is wanting to ride the Sybin Soror horse next stage, which for me is a big, big pointer, you know, because nobody knows Berkshire better than Jim Crowley. And next stage, you know, he's only had the four runs, but he's a course winner over a mile. He gets in here off a mark of 96. Handicapper was also impressed with his reappearance because he's popped him up £6, but he just looks very professional, this chap. And, you know, he was coming back here the last day off a bit of a layoff and didn't look in any way ring rusty. Travelled by far the best out of the whole field that day. And when Ushin Murphy asked him, he wasn't let down at all. He picked up and he was strong to the line. And visually, I was very impressed, to be honest, Mark. It was a good performance. And Jim Crowley so far, it'd be interesting to look at the stats, but I'd say he's got a fairly impressive record for when the boys in blue call on him.
Yeah. I'd say he probably does, yeah.
But he just looks a real improver, this horse. And like I said to you about Daban, course form over this Rolly Mile on top of the ground, for me, although he's only had the four runs, it's whopping advantage.
Okay, so he's got the course form in the book, as you say, only four runs for a four-year-old. He's very lightly raced. There could be miles more to come from him, couldn't there?
Yeah, there could. But look, this is a deep enough race. Like Central Square, he's a big, massive horse of Roger Varian's, but a beautiful specimen. And, you know, we probably haven't seen the best of him, but maybe the handicapper probably hasn't maybe where he wants him, and he might just have to wait his turn, and tomorrow won't be his turn. But he is a lovely horse with loads of quality, but for me, I think Next Stage is a horse in it won't be much longer that he'll spend his days handicapping.
Okay, Next Stage, then the selection in the 150, the second race on the card at Newmarket on Saturday is the 220. This is the Palace House Stakes, which is a Group 3 over 5 furlongs. The market at the time of recording this is headed by Profitable, who's 5-1 from 11-2, so a bit of a nibble there as well. 7-1 Washington DC, Priceless is 8-1, 9-1 Muthmere, Marsha is 10s, Ornate is 10s as well, 11-1 Kimbrella, 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. So we'll start with Profitable, who heads the market, won this race last season, then went on to win the King's Stand. He's a proven Group 1 sprinter, really, isn't he?
Yeah, certainly, and these will be slightly calmer waters for Profitable as well also. And, you know, you've got to give maximum respect to the previous race winner from the Clive Cox Yard, and Adam Kirby obviously knows the horse very well. But I was actually going to go second favourite again here, to be honest, Mark, and go with Washington DC, because for one, from the yard, he actually was quite convincing on his seasonal reappearance when, you know, I've just previously mentioned that the stable's inmates look like they have been certainly benefiting from the reappearance run. I mean, it wasn't his reappearance, but still, he'd come forward a lot from the first run of the season, and he was just very convincing, was given a patient ride, travelled very nicely, and to be honest, was probably decent value at the line for the winning margin. But I mean, it's only actually been to Newmarket once, but it was in a Group won, and it was a fairly decent run when he finished fifth in behind L'Amato in the July Cup. Mm. So, you know, it was a decent run. We've got plenty of runners here in this race. I'm not really sure if it's as deep as probably what it is in previous seasons, to be honest. I mean, I do like Moot Mir for a seven-year-old. He's a horse who hasn't done an awful lot wrong, and he's got his season off to a winning start this time. So he's one to take note of. But I just think Washington DC, he's brushed them cobwebs away. He's only 4-year-old still, this horse. And I do think he's a fair bit of kit. And I think he will give the Aidan O'Brien team a winner here.
Okay, Washington DC, the selection for Paddy in the 220. Moving on to the third race on the card, which is the 255, the Group 2 Jockey Club Stakes. It's over a mile and a half. And the betting headed by 7th Heaven at 11-10. It's 130 across the stars. 1 foot in Heaven is 4-1, 11-2 Galapiat, and 25-1 Bar Those. You can see why 7th Heaven is so short in the market here. Really, can't you, Paddy? She's got proven form level above this.
Yeah.
She's got race fitness on the side as well.
The thing is, 11-10 is, for me, that's reasonable value. You know, considering the form that she has shown and the rivals she's taken on, it's, you know, 11-10 poke is pretty decent. But I was actually going to go second favourite again here, to be honest, Mark. I was going to go with the Across the Stars for Sir Michael. This race in particular, it's a race he loves to win. He's actually won this race 8 times. So, and that for me, it can be a real, real good guide. You know, Andrea at Seni rides, and, you know, he's run some good horses in this race in the past. I do like this horse. I think should train on. You know, he's a Group 2 winner. Just looks very, very capable. I just thought he was... I do like the favourite, and I think it's a worthy favourite at 11-10. But if we were looking for a slight bit more value, I thought Andrea Zeni's mount at 11-4 represented, you know, a pretty decent bet if he's somewhere about ready to go, which for me, I think he should be, considering, like I've mentioned, this is a race that Sir Michael really does target and likes to win.
Okay. Another victory for Sir Michael Stout then, possibly in the Jockey Club Stakes. And we finish off in the big race of the afternoon, the first classic of the season, the Kipco 2000 Guinea Stakes, a Group 1, of course, for the three-year-olds over a mile, and the market headed by Churchill, who's 5-4. It's 4-1 Barney Roy. Our Care is 9-2. It's 5-1 for Eminence. Dreamcastle 14-1 from 16, so a bit of interest at bigger prices there. 25-1 Lancaster Bomber, and 33-1 or bigger prices for the rest. Churchill has shortened significantly over the last few days. There seems to be real confidence building behind the Aidan O'Brien running now.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and you know, it's interesting that the market is speaking well in his favour. But I mean, this is probably the race I'm looking far more forward to watching this than the Sunday race. I think it's a far deeper race. Although we've only got 10 runners, it's not lacking in any shape or form in quality, Mark. And I think, I can't remember what the stat was, but the 10 runner field is the smallest for quite a while.
Right.
But for me, it doesn't matter one jot, because, you know, maybe apart from one, maybe two, you could give every horse a chance of winning this race. I think it's a very, very deep race. The horse I liked was the Martin Mead horse, Eminent.
Yeah.
Simple thing again, Mark, because it's course form. And it was a very, very good performance over both course and ground. Jim Crowley, straight away, he's ridden the horse on both the starts. He's a big unit, knows his job, very straightforward, likeable horse, but straight after that Newmarket race, Jim Crowley was very keen, because obviously he's Hamdam's retained rider. He was very keen that he had a clear path as regards commitment-wise to ride this horse, and retained the ride. And that was in the paper a couple of days after, so he was obviously stressed to... Maybe it just worked out the fact they didn't have anything to run in the race, but yeah, he was very, very keen to stop on this horse. And like I said earlier, course form is massive. Obviously, they're chucking him right in at the deep end here, but I think at 9-2 he offers great value, because Martin Mead is a horse who, or a trainer, sorry, who is very similar to Simon Crisford. Really doesn't overrace his horses. You know, God knows how many times you'll actually see this horse again this season. You know, he really doesn't overrace them. Simon Crisford is in the very exact same bracket, but very, very capable trainers. And when they've got a good one, they'll shout about them. But they don't go to the well too often just for the sake of picking up some pots. They plan very meticulously. And just the fact that that Crowley was keen to show such commitment to this horse, considering he is retained rider to Hamdam. It just speaks massively for me. But it's a race I'm really, really looking forward to, because I mentioned the French horse at the top. You know, same as a lot of these, low mileage, only had the 3 starts. Apparently the jockey, who I don't know, is relatively, you know, big race inexperienced. But at the end of the day, if he's got the horse underneath him, I'm sure it won't matter. But this horse has run the last day, sat last off a very average gallop, and was wheeled out to come round the whole field. But it was just a manner in how quickly he made the ground up and how quickly the race was run and put to bed was very, very eye-catching. So he really, you wouldn't know how deep this horse's ability goes. But very, very interesting that Andre Fabre, who would never overface his animals either, he obviously holds his horse in fair regard, and it's nice to see he's sticking with his jockey. And I hope to have a little bit of luck here. But for me, I think Eminent looks a fair bit of kit and could get Martin Mead's year onto an even better start than what he's had so far.
Yeah, it looks a real warm renewal, as you said there. Eminent obviously won the Craven. You got Barney Roy, who won the Greenham. You got Churchill, who's won the Dewhurst last year in the National Stakes in impressive fashion. Alwa Care, this interesting French raider. And then, like you say, you couldn't entirely rule out the rest of them. It's a really good race.
I mean, even Law and Order, who's a massive 66-1 poke. James Tate, you know, he's held no secrets of the sort of regard he holds his horse in, and said he wasn't really that afraid of any of the British runners. It was more so he wasn't sure of the depth of the Irish form or the Irish horses, and they were the ones he was more scared. And that's a 66-1 poke, so just shows you how wide open this race is. But for me, by far the better of the two guineas, and much deeper race, and one I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, we've got that to look forward to on Saturday. Thank you very much, Paddy.
No
problem with that, and enjoy on Saturday.
Thanks, mate.
So those are the thoughts of Paddy Aspel then on a real good day of racing to look forward to at Newmarket on Saturday. You can also watch the thoughts of Sir Anthony McCoy as well. He's previewed the full card at Newmarket for us on Saturday. You can find those at William Hill on Twitter and on the William Hill website as well. If you click on the horse racing pages at williamhill.com and look on the right-hand side, you'll see Sir Anthony McCoy's previews there. And you can listen to all of the action live as it happens on Saturday as well, from 1:25 p.m. with myself in the studio with Alistair Jones and Kevin O'Malley. We've got 2,000 Guineas Day at Newmarket, supported by Goodwood Thurskin Uttoxeter in the afternoon, and it's Doncaster and Hexham in the evening. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.